word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
As the Word of God is a lamp and a light to our feet. Well, let's take that for a moment and consider here what the Lord has done for us and is doing and how He is working. When the way seems dark and we know not what to do, then we can turn to the Word of the living God and know that He will instruct us and see us through. As Psalm 32:8, in which he says that he will guide with his own eye through the night, that the night and the day are both alike unto him. If life where you are is all dark and you are very discouraged and you know not which way to go, then turn to the Lord's Word, which is the light of life. Make the Word of God a lamp to your feet and a light unto your path. And keep trusting in Him and keep walking in the way that is pleasing to Him and watch Him work. That's what the Lord our God would have us to do. We've often said that the sea of life is too great for one to navigate without a compass, and the Lord has not left us here alone. Now, if He will not allow us to go through life without the light of life and the opportunity to receive that light, then certainly He is not going to let us go through a trial without the help that He can give. There is nothing hidden from Him. In fact, when John is writing in the book of the Revelation, and he sees the host of the redeemed standing around the throne, in that host are all of the saved of all the ages, those who are saved before we were ever born, those who've been saved since we were saved, and those who will be saved in the future, because John was looking into the future. And I could say this and ask this question: are you there in that part where John is looking at on the host of the redeemed, of every nation and tongue and kindred and tribe, people from all ages who put their faith and trust in Christ? If you haven't put your faith and trust in Christ, then you won't be there. If you have put your faith and trust in Christ, then you are there. Now, the Lord knows who will be saved. The Lord knows who will receive His gospel, and He knows who will reject it. It is not for you and me to say, no, I won't give this to you because I don't think you are one of the ones elect. No, the Lord tells us to go to the world with the gospel to every creature, presenting the gospel, preach the gospel to every creature. And He says, whosoever will. And He says, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. At the same time, He goes on to say, no man can come unto me except my Father which sent me draw him. So you do not go through life and saying, Lord, I've got so much more fun to do right now, and then eventually I'll give myself over to you. No, that's not what the Lord would have you to do. He wants you to trust Him now for salvation. Receive Christ the Lord. Be born again. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. If you will put your faith and trust in Christ, God will receive you. And you can know that your journey is mapped out. Your journey is mapped out. Again, let me say that about that group of saints, or the redeemed around the throne. John was looking into the future, and he saw all of those who are redeemed. And that means that those of us now, John at that time, more than 1,900 years ago, was seeing who was in that crowd. He didn't know who all would be there, but he saw a great host. And the Lord is in charge of every step. He sees our steps along the way. Father, we ask for thy blessings again today. Fill us with the Holy Spirit of God, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let's continue now in the Gospel according to John, chapter 16. We saw previously that the Lord said, I have spoken unto you that ye should not be offended. And then he goes on to explain what's going to happen. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Now, here are people being told what is going to be the response of the world toward those who are like the Lord Jesus, toward those who have his name, toward those who preach his message and seek to live according to his standards and live by his power. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And that time has come and gone and will come again, I'm sure. You have the Spanish Inquisitions that were directed and headed by the Roman Catholic Church back in the 16th century. Many people were put to death by these Spanish during this time. And those who were willing to say that the Bible is our source of authority, we're trusting in God and not in man. That man is, there is no pope who is to be placed over Christ. We are rejecting this. This is what happened to a man by the name of Savonarola, as I mentioned before. He was willing to trust God. And another one that happened to John Huss, he preached Christ. He preached the authority of the book, of the Bible, stood with the Lord, declared God's word in God's way. What happened to him? He thought that he could show them from the word what the Bible taught. They didn't care what the Bible taught. And so the wicked pope that day put him to death, had him put to death. Man had a very wicked life. So what will they do? They'll feel like they're doing God's service by hurting those who are seeking to live like Christ and to love the Lord Jesus and to obey him. And they will say, we're doing God's service. Now, there are people today that are like that. You know, they go and they say, now, love is the greatest thing. Now, if you don't love, the love of God is the greatest thing in the world. Now, God's love is great. But the holiness of God will not be violated. You cannot violate his holiness. He is a holy God. If you contaminated him, he'd cease to be God. So his greatest attribute is his holiness. Now, he's a God who has demonstrated his love. He has been holy through and through, and men were able to learn about his holiness without coming to him, but we had to learn of his love by him coming to us, and that he was willing to stoop to become a man. That's what we have in Christ. And so, with God having this holiness, his holy nature, and with those of us who declare that he is holy, coming against those who would say, well, God is a God of love. And I met a man some years ago who was living a sin of homosexuality, sodomy, and was trying to tell me that God was a God of love and God accepted him as he was. No. Then we might as well cut out a whole part of the Bible in the book of Genesis chapter 19. Tell people God didn't mean it. He didn't mean it. Well, he meant it because he sure did destroy those five cities in which there was such wickedness. And again, he has said, be fruitful and multiply. And people who engage in homosexual lives certainly can't obey that. They cannot obey the Lord and obey the Word of God on that score. They are living for themselves and for their own pleasure, and they would live without God, but they would say, God is love. Yes, he is love, but God is a God of wrath, and he hates sin, and he is angry with the wicked every day, and the wicked are people who seek to live contrary to God's law. Every once in a while, I'll get an email from someone. One I got the other night said something like this. If you have a black, wicked heart, go ahead and delete this email. But if you love the Lord, then send this to 10 other people. And I just reached over and pressed my delete key and deleted it. That's not the way I show my love for Christ, by listening to somebody's standard of what God's love is. I look into the Bible. What does God say show how or whether or not I love him? If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, feed my sheep. He that is of God heareth God's word. But nobody, I will not let a person put me on a guilt trip. You should not allow them to do that to you either. Trying to manipulate you and tell you that you don't love the Lord if you let this go by. You don't love the Lord if, no, yes, listen to me. You love the Lord because you have a personal relationship with him and you're concerned about what matters to him. And no man is to tell you, no man comes up with a standard and tell you what is God's love. We go to the book, the Bible. God has already shown us in his word. By this shall men know that ye are my disciples if you have love one for another. Now, he tells us this, but there are people who are willing to say, let's violate God's holiness in pursuit of his love and in favor of his love, to show his love. No, we love him and we love what he loves and we hate what he hates. He hates sin and wickedness, rebellion, demonic activity, demons. They'll be dealt with. Their day is coming. John 16:3, and these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. Now, here again, the Lord makes a strong statement. He tells you whether or not you love him by the way that you treat those who are born again, who've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, those who are trusting Jesus Christ for salvation, those who seek to live according to the word of the living God. Look at it again. You get your own Bible out. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. That's clear, isn't it? So how do you treat God's people? How do you treat the Lord Jesus? What do you say about him? If you don't know him, you're certainly not going to recognize his people. If you don't know him, you certainly are not going to be concerned about pleasing him. If you don't know him, you certainly are not going to love his word. If you love his word, if you want to know the truth, then he will let you know the truth. He's the author of truth, the fountain of truth. He is truth. You come to him. There is but one source of truth, and that is Christ Jesus the Lord. He is truth incarnate, and he has revealed to us the ways and the works of God through the word of the living God. Now the Lord says in verse 4, but these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. Well, he is with us now, and he will comfort us in every hour. Let's see to it that we are faithful in going to his word for instructions and guidance in living. Father, we ask for thy blessings upon the message today. And may someone be delivered and brought to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus. These things we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina, 920 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville. May the Lord bless you.